Movies have a way of captivating us with their unique storylines, characters, and dialogues. And while entire storylines and characters are sometimes what we remember most from these films, sometimes a single line from the movie is what stays with us long after the credits have rolled. In fact, some movie quotes have become iconic enough to be etched into pop culture forever. With that, we're putting your movie knowledge of these indelible lines to the test. Stacker compiled 25 movie quotes from a range of famous films to see if you can guess the movie from just one quote. From sci-fi classics to romantic comedies to mobster movies, our list covers various genres. There's something for everyone, whether you're a die-hard movie buff or just a casual moviegoer. Quotes were ordered randomly prior to publication. Now, grab some popcorn and get ready to see how many classic movies you can identify by their most famous bits of dialogue. Can you guess the movie from just one line? Quote number 1. She could be a farmer in those clothes. This movie was one of the most famous films of the 1990s. It was loosely based on Jane Austen's classic novel, Emma, and adapted to a modern-day setting in Beverly Hills, California. Amber Marine's, Clueless, 1995. The insult, "She could be a farmer in those clothes," was said by the primary antagonist in Clueless, Amber. Bronson Alcott High School's resident mean girl, Amber, uses the phrase to insult New Girl Ty. The phrase has since become so well-known it has even inspired merchandise, including sweatshirts and mugs emblazoned with the phrase. Quote number 2. "As God is my witness, I'll never be hungry again." This award-winning movie from the 1930s was based on a best-selling book of the same name. The movie is the highest-grossing film of all time when adjusted for inflation, and this line was said by the film's primary heroine. Scarlett, Gone with the Wind, 1939. The line was said by Vivian Leigh's character Scarlett O'Hara in Gone with the Wind, who is stating aloud her determination to never go hungry again in the aftermath of the American Civil War. The scene is one of the film's most dramatic, visually and emotionally. Scarlett is scraping for food underneath a barren tree in the midst of the war, vowing that she'll lie, cheat, kill, or steal, before going hungry again. The scene ends with the camera panning to Scarlett's silhouette against the tree at sunset before dramatically cutting to intermission. Quote number 3. "The hardest choices require the strongest wills." This movie is part of an action franchise beloved by audiences worldwide. This line was said by one of the film's primary villains. Thanos, Avengers: Infinity War, 2018. Although this quote may seem cruel, it was meant to show the villain Thanos' humanity. Thanos says this famous line in reference to his belief that he needs to gather Infinity Stones to wipe out part of the human population in order to prevent suffering from overpopulation. In a performance delivered with complexity and nuance, Josh Brolin has been widely praised for bringing such subtlety to a role that otherwise could have felt one-dimensional. Quote number 4. "Here's Johnny." This 1980 film features one of the most iconic actors of his generation playing a tortured villain. The film was based on a book by a famous horror novelist, and although original reviews for the movie were not wholly positive, it has since become a cult classic. Jack Torrance, The Shining, 1980. Jack Nicholson plays a psychopath killer in The Shining, an 80s film adaptation of a Stephen King book by the same name. The famous line, "Here's Johnny," was not originally in the script. Nicholson improvised the line during filming right after smashing an axe through a bathroom door. Quote number 5. "What we've got here is failure to communicate." This film from the 1960s was adapted from a novel of the same name. It centers on the life of a convict in prison who refuses to abide by the typical culture of the prison. Captain, Cool Hand Luke, 1967. The famous line from Cool Hand Luke, "What we've got here is failure to communicate," wasn't actually said by the film's hero, Luke, Paul Newman. Instead, it was said by the warden of the prison, who is expressing his displeasure over not being able to break Luke's spirit and keep him from trying to escape the prison. The failure to communicate in the line is thus actually meant as a good thing from the audience's perspective, showing how the human spirit can withstand even the most brutal of circumstances. Quote number 6. Life. Finds a way. This movie from the early 1990s was one of the first to make extensive use of computer-generated images. And because the movie took as its topic a time on Earth that would have been difficult to film today, this was almost a necessity. Dr. Ian Malcolm, Jurassic Park, 1993. Life, finds a way, Dr. Ian Malcolm says in Jurassic Park, expressing how the dinosaurs can breed in the wild. The quote has gone on to have a long afterlife since the 1993 film was released. It has even become a meme in the internet age to convey a profound truth of life in a pithy manner. Quote number 7. I volunteer as tribute. This movie was released in the early 2010s and is based on a wildly popular dystopian novel of the same name. Katniss Everdeen, Hunger Games, 2012. Heroine Katniss Everdeen volunteers as a tribute to save her sibling from having to compete in the ruthless Hunger Games, in the film of the same name. The quote is symbolic of Katniss' personality. It is meant to connote courage in the face of oppressive circumstances and is a harbinger of Katniss' behavior and valor in the Hunger Games themselves. Quote number 8. Say hello to my little friend. This classic film from the 1980s centers on the violence of drug culture. It was said to be influenced by the film director's own influence with illegal drugs. Tony Montana, Scarface, 1983. Al Pacino's character of drug kingpin Tony Montana says this immortal line in Scarface. Pacino uses this famous one-liner as he unleashes a hail of gunfire from his rifle. For its irreplicable delivery, The Guardian called the line one of the most famous in cinematic history. Quote number 9. Good luck exploring the infinite abyss. One of the most famous films of the early 2000s, this movie was emblematic of the indie aesthetic popular in art just after the turn of the millennium. Andrew Largeman, Garden State, 2004. When one of the protagonists of Garden State wishes another luck, exploring the infinite abyss, the line resonated widely across cultures. Garden State takes as its subject young people just setting out on the path of adulthood, and the line perfectly captures the melancholic mood of the characters and their particular moments in life. The line was dissected over the ensuing years in numerous blogs and other written mediums as writers attempted to explain why it held such resonance to them and society at large. Quote number 10. We're on a mission from God. This film was an instant hit when it came out over 40 years ago and remains a fan favorite today, thanks to its beloved soundtrack. Elwood Blues, The Blues Brothers, 1980. We're on a mission from God, says Elwood Blues, Dan Aykroyd, in The Blues Brothers, hoping to convince a group of nuns to allow him and his brother Jake's, John Belushi, band to perform a benefit concert to raise money for the orphanage where they were raised. Vanity Fair has called the line the film's signature quote. Quote number 11. $1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool? $1 billion. This film was released several years after the founding of the massive social media network on which the movie is based. Sean Parker, Social Network, 2010. The quote, $1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool? $1 billion is from the 2010 movie, The Social Network. In the film, the quote is spoken by Sean Parker, Justin Timberlake, the founder of Napster and a major influence on Mark Zuckerberg. Parker is trying to convince Zuckerberg that the goal of building a successful company shouldn't just be about making money, but about achieving something truly groundbreaking. The line has since become an inspiration to some founders and has been put on posters and t-shirts as motivation or a declaration of intent. Quote number 12. X never, ever marks the spot. This 1989 action film pairs two iconic leading men as father and son on an escapade in the wilderness. Indiana Jones, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, 1989. The quote, X never, ever marks the spot, is from Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, directed by Steven Spielberg. In the film, Indiana Jones, Harrison Ford, says this line to his father, Dr. Henry Jones, Sean Connery, as they search for the Holy Grail. The quote has become a popular phrase, often used to suggest that things are not always as they seem and that the truth may be hidden in unexpected places. Quote number 13. You're so money, baby. This cult classic film from the 1990s was seen for years as a Bible of sorts for some men looking to improve their dating lives with women. Trent Walker, Swingers, 1996. When Trent Walker says the line, "You're so money, baby," in the cult classic, Swingers, he was uttering a line that could come to live on in the public imagination for decades to come. Trent is using the line to hype up his friend before going to meet women at a bar. The phrase is now used among friends to boost confidence and is even emblazoned on gifts for people to remind loved ones that they are worth what they want. Quote number 14. Snap out of it. This 1980s film features a love triangle between an Italian-American widow and two brothers. Loretta Castorini, Moonstruck, 1987. The iconic Cher played Loretta Castorini in Moonstruck, and said the famous line, "Snap out of it." Nicolas Cage, the actor to whom Cher said the line, has said that the line has followed him around for years. In the decades since the film was released, fans have come up to Cage in airports to repeat the line. On several occasions, he's even been slapped by an overzealous follower while delivering the line, just as he was in the film. Quote number 15. Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room. This 1960s film was made at the height of the Cold War and dramatizes what might happen if the wrong person got a hold of the nuclear codes. President Merkin Muffley, Dr. Strangelove or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb, 1964. The quote, "Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room," is reflective of its time. Said by Peter Sellers, playing President Merkin Muffley, the line was meant to indicate that some places were too solemn for petty fighting. The war room, where nuclear decisions were made, was one such place. The irony of the line, as many have pointed out, is that war is indeed nothing but a fight. Quote number 16. Now there's a name to die for. This 2002 installment in a beloved British franchise features a hero kidnapped by North Korean agents who must serve a difficult prison sentence. James Bond, Die Another Day, 2002. This quip, delivered by Pierce Brosnan's James Bond, is an example of 07's classic humor. Bond has just been introduced to an agent named Mr. Kill. Without missing a beat, Bond replies, "Now there's a name to die for." This is exemplary of the dry British humor the Bond films are known for and for the signature wit of Bond himself. Quote number 17. Now you're in the sunken place. This 2017 psychological thriller focused on the subtle influence of race and racism in seemingly benign interpersonal dynamics. Missy Armitage, Get Out, 2017. Get Out, director Jordan Peele has explained, the sunken place, as emblematic of a psychological state. The sunken place is meant to connote a place of absolute powerlessness, as Peele explained on Twitter. When Missy Armitage references it in the film, it is meant to be indicative of this space, where no matter what a person does, the system always conspires to keep them down. Quote number 18. What is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow? This beloved comedic satire of the Middle Ages is told through the prism of King Arthur and framed as a murder mystery investigation. Bridgekeeper, Monty Python and the Holy Grail, 1975. Although the Bridgekeeper line, "What is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow?" has become one of those the film is best known for, it has gone on to live a second life long after the film. Film buffs, physicists, and mathematicians alike have busied themselves for decades trying to answer this question. Message boards, articles, and even universities have attempted to answer the question in the years since the film's release. Quote number 19. I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough and irritating, and it gets everywhere. This early 2000s installation of a beloved science fiction enterprise takes place 10 years after the prior installment in a galaxy far, far away. Anakin Skywalker, Star Wars, Episode 2, Attack of the Clones, 2002. The Star Wars films are not best known for their romance. But that's exactly the context of this famous Anakin Skywalker line. Anakin is on a beach with the royal Padme, trying to charm her. When he instead utters this line, it humanizes him into a man having trouble keeping a cool head around the object of his affection. Quote number 20. Gretchen, stop trying to make, fetch, happen. It's not going to happen. This 2004 beloved teen comedy features a recent transplant to a new high school trying to fit in with a group of popular girls and succeeding all too well. Regina George, Mean Girls, 2004. When Queen Mean Girl Regina George instructed her friend to stop trying to make, fetch, happen, she started a revolution. In the years after Mean Girls released, the word fetch, in fact, did become part of the popular lexicon. The word fetch, meaning cool, appeared on everything from merchandise to memes in the early to mid-2000s. Quote number 21. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. This 1976 satire tells the story of a news anchorman being retired against his will as he tries to deal with that unpleasant reality. Howard Beale, Network, 1976. In the scene in which news anchorman Howard Beale says this memorable line in the film, Network, he has decided to kill himself on air rather than be forcibly retired. But instead, he ends up going on a rant on air. Paradoxically, his on-air breakdown revives his flagging ratings, which were the entire reason his show was being cancelled in the first place. Quote number 22. A boy's best friend is his mother. This 1960 thriller features a man on the run after embezzling $4,000 from his employer. Norman Bates, Psycho, 1960. In Alfred Hitchcock's masterpiece thriller, Psycho, the main character, Norman Bates, says the line, "A boy's best friend is his mother." Film critics have interpreted the line as hinting at a conflicted relationship between the character and his mother. Although the two are close, there is actually some resentment on the part of Bates toward his mother for the overbearing nature of their relationship and vaguely Oedipal undertones. Quote number 23. These are not spirit fingers. These are spirit fingers. And these are gold. This early 2000s cheer squad film follows a cheerleading captain trying to lead her team to a national championship. Sparky Pilastri, Bring It On, 2000. Unusually, this famous line isn't said by one of the film's main characters. Instead, it is said by the choreographer Sparky Pilastri, who is on screen for less than 5 minutes. However, his admonition to the cheerleaders to put some pep in their every move was instantly quotable by everyone who saw the movie. Quote number 24. I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown? I amuse you? This film about a young mobster working his way up the ranks of a crime syndicate in a mob family is one of the most beloved of the 1990s. Tommy DeVito, Goodfellas, 1990. In Goodfellas, Tommy pretends to take someone telling him he's funny as an insult. In a manner made all the more terrifying by the power he holds as a leader of a mob family, he dresses down his less powerful associate, Henry, for telling him he's funny. The scene is memorable for its tension, chaotic nature, and the threat of violence always lurking just beneath the surface. Quote number 25. Well, nobody's perfect. This classic 1959 film features two men fleeing from Chicago after witnessing a mob murder and one of them trying to seduce a jazz singer after they escape to Florida. Osgood Fielding 3, Some Like It Hot, 1959. The plot of Some Like It Hot hinges on the two main characters dressing up in drag to try and infiltrate an all-women jazz band. When one ultimately reveals he is a man, he is expecting to be dressed down by the man who claims to have fallen in love with him as a woman. Instead, the man smiles slowly and says, "Well, nobody's perfect."